Ed Markey is a senator, a United States senator, a Democrat from Massachusetts, in office since 2013. He served in the House from 1976 to 2013. Senator, where is your opponent, Mr. Kennedy, most vulnerable?
Well, I'm a Markey from Malden, so I can only run on my own record. And I have passed more than 500 laws signed by presidents that now protect the American people. And his record is much more limited. He's got 13 bills that will become laws. I have 500. So the job of a senator is to lead and deliver for the people of Massachusetts and our country. And I've done that throughout my career. And I bring a motivation that was given to me at my kitchen table. My father drove a truck for the Hood Milk Company. My father was a hardworking guy, but because of the Great Depression, there were limitations upon what people could strive to achieve. So I see my responsibility to make sure that every child in America on every porch be able to maximize their God-given abilities. And that's what I do in this race, and I do it every single day, and I try to pass the laws which will open up those doors of opportunity, and I've done it at a level that is historically high in terms of the number of bills that have passed, and I think it stands in sharp contrast to the record of my opponent.
Now, the Boston Globe endorsed you, but they also ran an analysis that said you spent the least time physically in Massachusetts of the state's congressional delegation. What's your explanation for that, and should it matter?
Well, the job of a senator is to go to Washington. The job of a senator is to get bills passed to serve the people of the Commonwealth. That's the job. And I have to balance it against being home. And obviously, that's something that I have to negotiate at all times in terms of the balance. But I believe that ultimately people understand the job is to be there. It's to be fighting. It's to be legislating. It's to be protecting the people of Massachusetts. And that's why, I have been able to get such great support from leaders all across the state, like 80% of the mayors, state representatives, state senators, all stood up to endorse me in this race. The mayor of Pittsfield and North Adams and East Hampton and Northampton, Agawam, Chicopee have all stepped up to endorse me, saying that I have done the job for those communities. And I think it makes a big difference in terms of then the level of enthusiasm and organization that I have out in all those communities.
Now, in the beginning, Kennedy was in all the polling, was way out front. He is not anymore. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I worked very hard for a year running on the issues, running on my record. And there's been a really great response from the grassroots of the state for my candidacy. And now the race is a dead heat. And I believe the momentum is on my side. I can see it at all of the events that I have been having, including ones just in the last couple of weeks in Great Barrington, in Pittsfield, in North Adams, in Holyoke. Just absolutely incredible, the response that I am getting in community after community. And my hope is that it's just going to continue to build right into primary day on September 1st.
Now that you've mentioned Holyoke, I want to ask you about Richie Neal, a man I know well and I've interviewed on this show many times, and his opponent, Mr. Morris. Have you made a choice in who you're supporting?
Well, I endorsed Richie Neal last year, yes.
Okay. Now I want you to talk to us about the Green New Deal. A lot has been made about the Green New Deal, and a lot of people still don't understand it. What is it?
Well, the Green New Deal is legislation which I introduced with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez little more than a year ago, which essentially said that the planet is warming, there are no emergency rooms for planets, that we have to unleash wind and solar, all electric vehicles, storage, battery technologies, energy conservation strategies, creating millions of new jobs. And we have to do so with intersectionality. We have to do so putting frontline communities at the front of the line to make sure they get protected. So that that piece of legislation that we introduced, it caused a firestorm at the time, being attacked by Fox News, attacked by Donald Trump, being attacked by more conservative Democrats. But today, it seems prescient, because we do need a job creation engine in our country next year. We do have to find a way of putting people back to work, and the climate crisis just continues to build. So from my perspective, the Green New Deal has energized a new generation of young people in our country. The Sunrise Movement is on pretty much every campus, high school, college, middle school, all across Massachusetts right now. And they've endorsed me. They're helping me in this campaign, as is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And Joe Biden now says that the Green New Deal is a framework for the climate solutions that we need with him as president. So that's a big change from a year and a half ago when AOC and I introduced the Green New Deal into the United States Congress.
We only have a couple of minutes left, Senator, and I know how busy you are and what your time is worth, but let me ask you about the coronavirus relief talks. You know, the president said he's going to do it all by executive order. Where are we? Are we getting any closer?
You know, the Republicans are just being adamantly obstinate in their willingness to sit down and to truly negotiate with Democrats. People are desperate. Unemployment checks are absolutely essential to taking care of families' well-beings in our country. The cities and towns need extra resources so they don't have to lay off teachers or public safety or healthcare workers in their community. And thus far, the Republicans have just not been willing to do the right thing. So we're going to be battling as long as it takes in order to get the resources back into the hands of workers, families, and local cities and towns. It's just absolutely non-negotiable. We can't allow the Republicans to play this ideological game of being opposed to the federal government intervening when we know that only by coming together can we put together a comprehensive package that matches the magnitude of the problem.
We only have 2 minutes, but let me ask you this real quickly. Students are about to go back to school despite ongoing questions about the pandemic. What should parents do?
Well, they should listen to the science and not think that there's a date, but rather that it's only data. And that if health officials do not believe that it's safe, if there isn't going to be proper testing, contact tracing, personal protective equipment, if they can't really figure out how to do the spacing correctly, then we should be very cautious because we could quickly trigger a resurgence of the disease in our own home state. Again, my advice is listen to the science. Listen to the experts and follow it. And if it's not safe, then don't do it.
I got one last question. Will the Democrats take the United States Senate?
If the election was today, we would take the United States Senate. It's still a little less than 3 months to Election Day. Only the paranoid survive. You can't agonize. You can't agonize. You got to organize. So all I would say is people should just work. Get up, get out there. It's our chance to fumigate Donald Trump out of the White House and to insert a Democratic Senate. So now, with Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives, we can truly put a progressive agenda for our country on the law books of our nation.
Senator Ed Markey, we so appreciate your taking your valuable time, and I know how hard you've been working to talk to us today. We are all in your debt. Thank you so much.
No, glad to be on. Thank you once again.